the Savage Studios. This is the Savage Empire with your host, Mike Trainer.
This is indeed the Savage Empire. I'm your host, Mike Trainer. Good to be back. Good to have you back. We are going to talk about what is possibly the biggest topic on Yankee Twitter right now, maybe amongst all the Yankee fans, especially those watching the playoffs right now, and that is whether Carlos Correa will be the guy the Yankees go after. Now, I've been adamant about not signing him for two reasons. One is it's going to cost a lot of money and a lot of years. Now, granted, he is 27 or about to be 27, basically heading into the prime of his career. So you'll gladly pay for his best years now up front. The thing that fucks everything up is he most likely is going to want more than what Lindor is making. So you figure to keep the cost down, the annual cost now, it would have to be a 10-year deal worth about $350. I think Lindor makes 10 years at $340. So, you know, the average annual would be $35 per. I think that would get it done. And I believe most fans would say, great, get it done. Sign the deal, right? Houston is most likely not going to offer that. Maybe I'm hearing the Marlins might. I'm not sure. I'm sure there's other teams maybe that'll go after him. Now, my problem with that is we have two kids in the minor leagues. And I know I've been in arguments all week saying with people that prospects are not really ever a sure thing. But I think Volpe and Peraza are proving so far that they possibly can be the real thing, as they had pretty goddamn good years and will only get better, hopefully, you know, as long as they don't, you know, mess them up like they've done before with other prospects. Problem is, Volpe is in single A, Peraza is in double A. I did see Peraza this year in that no-hitter game that Somerset threw Severino pitching five innings. Peraza did hit a home run. And let me tell you, that kid looks like he's the real deal. Now, that's just me. Maybe I have an unqualified eye, but as a fan speaking, somebody who's watched baseball a long time, kid looks like a stud to me. I believe the best that this team can be in a couple years is if we bring in some youth and mix them in with veteran teams. That's how a lot of the good teams seem to do it. The Dodgers seem to do it every year. Even the Astros do it every year. You can't just keep throwing money. Hal Steinbrenner has not shown, I don't know where people think this, just because they reset the luxury tax this year does not mean they're going to blow over, you know, the $300 million mark. Or even $250 million. I don't see it. I don't see it happening. They're going to do what they always do. They're going to try to find gems. And they're going to try to plug it in and try to get the best out of whoever they get. Now, we have glaring holes. Shortstop being one. Catcher be another. What are they going to do with Gary Sanchez? Are they going to non-tender him? Because if they tender him, he made like $6 million last year, a little bit more. It might cost them $8 million this year. Nine. Might be $10 million. Are you willing to give Gary Sanchez a one-year $10 million deal? I don't think so. I think it's time to move on. And we have enough DHs on this team, so there's really nowhere to put them. What's going to happen with Joey Gallo and Judge? If they were smart, they would extend Judge right now in this window. You don't let him get a free agency. Maybe you get a sweetheart deal. You pay the most now, and then maybe on the back end of it, you get him for a reasonable rate in his declining years. Because it might be a 6-7 year deal. He's probably looking for more than that. But if you give Correa a 10-year deal at $350 million, well, we have Garrett Cole already making 36. You'll have Correa making 35. You'll have Stanton making, that's 20, I believe it's 22 what we pay. And he's still locked in for six more years, I think, 6 or 7 more years. I think it's 6 now. And then you're going to pay Judge big time money. He'll be 31 next year. So we're going to get him at, you know, a few more good years. And then after that, it's the downside of his career that I'm not sure you want to pay big bucks for. But that's a big size of their budget in like 4 players right there. And then you got Glaber, who they have to decide what they're going to want to do with at some point. Because he's still young, and then you have to decide, is he the guy that we're going to want to pay? We'll see how he does next year when he's back at second base a full season. And if his confidence is back to what it used to be, and if he turns back into second base Glaber with the bombs and everything, well, that's great. That's a kid you pay. If he looks like shortstop Glaber, then I don't know what to do. First base is a hole. I don't know what they're going to do with Voit, but he has proven that he cannot stay healthy. He has proven that he's not that good of a first baseman defensively. He can hit, he can mash with the best of them, but he has not been playing consistently. And what is his trade value like? Because everybody's like, we'll trade him. For what? Who's going to take him? He's always hurt. What are you going to get for him? They might be stuck with him. So, you know, what are you going to do with Rizzo? Are you going to bring him back? How much is that going to cost? Because if he wants the kind of money he thinks he's going to get, I wouldn't pay him. Offensively, he really didn't do as much as I thought he would do. Defensively, he played pretty good for the most part. But he was hitting at the end, and really him, Judge, and Stanton were the only one who hit in that wild card game. So, you know, and he's a left-handed power bat. At a full season at the stadium, you know, he could possibly hit 30 home runs, maybe. I don't know. We'll see what he is anymore. But this being said, we go back to Gallo. They're going to offer him arbitration this year. I don't really see them trading him because I think they want to see what they can get out of a full year out of him. But if you bring in Correa, you can't justify paying Judge and Gallo on top of that. So that'll be 5 guys making, well, not counting Stanton, because his contract is looking more reasonable day after day. But that'll be 4 guys making over $30 million a year. That's a lot of money when you think about it. Now, I'm not opposed to signing Correa. Like I said, I was at first, but then I was talking to some people. Turns out he could play third base a little bit too. So maybe we move him to third. Or we get the kids, Volpe and Peraza, and maybe start teaching them different positions too. But I kind of want to keep them in their natural position, or at least figure out who the one is better defensively and move the other one to either third or second base. Because they're going to have to start learning, one of them at least is going to have to start learning how to play second or third in case. I do believe that the Yankees are most likely going to go after a shortstop this year. Now, I wanted it to be a stopgap guy. Semien would have been perfect, and you'll pay a lot for him, but you know, maybe you get him for 2 years and you just pay out the ass for him. But he hits 40 home runs a year. He did it in Toronto. So that's money well spent. And then see ya. You know, and then when the kids are ready, boom, he's gone. That's my preferred choice. Now, I would like to see that. I doubt it's going to happen. I think a lot of people are going to be looking to pay him. Well, he's probably going to be looking to get a lot of money and, and a big contract out of Toronto, most likely. I'm sure he liked it up there. But then there's, you know, the other shortstops. So some people think that Seager is the way to go. He's left-handed, and you can definitely get him for a lot cheaper than Correa. He'll be 28. He's a year older. He's pretty good, too. And I think Sherman here thinks that the Yankees can get him for 8 years and 280. I wouldn't mind that. And then you could possibly move him to third. I mean, you know, he throws obviously right-handed, but he can hit. And a lefty power at the stadium, that's tempting. Trevor Story, I think they're looking, from what I'm reading, they're kind of cold on him now. Some people think he's going to end up in Houston to replace Correa. Freddie Freeman, I would love to get for first base. I can't see it happening. Even at his 32 years of age, I would pay out the ass for him. The guy is a stud, but I can't see him leaving Atlanta. That's his home. There's I don't know. I mean, I think it comes down to that. It comes down to Correa and Seager. Or a stopgap to see if the kids are ready. Now, that's up to Cashman. I think that they're just tired of being embarrassed, and I think they're going to spend money. But they have to do it smart because we have a hole at catcher. We have a hole at first base. Obviously, the hole at shortstop and a center field issue. Is Aaron Hicks the answer? Is he going to be healthy enough to make it through a full season? Because you can't keep going out there with Brett Gardner as your starting center fielder. I'm sorry. I know he's durable. I know he's reliable. But the guy hits like shit. Okay? He's 37 years old. It's time to face facts. I know everybody has a soft spot and a hard on for him. I kind of get it, but yet, like, you know what? It's time to move on, but most likely he'll be back because he'd be stupid not to pick up his player option if he thinks he's going to get more money out of the Yankees by declining it. He's certainly not going to get that $7 million deal, and they would buy him out most definitely. Now, he'll pick it up. I expect him to be back. But at this point, there really is no reason to have him back. Maybe he'll do the honorable thing and retire. I doubt it. Because I would like to see Florial get a shot. You know? Gallo can play there a little bit too. And I want to see Stanton in left field more. He doesn't have to play every game. They can rotate him with Gallo. But there's a big hole in center field. If Hicks can stay healthy, and I know last year, the wrist injury was a fluke. He got hit and it tore a muscle. And that, you know, that's sad. And it happened. And his contract is not unbearable. But we still have him for like 5 more years, I think. Maybe more. Might be 5 or 6 years. No, I think it's 5 now. All right? It's only like $10 million a year. It's a reasonable deal. Maybe they can figure out how to move. But who's going to take him? And what value are you going to get back? That's the problem with these guys who have been hurt. Everybody's like, oh, we can package them and move them. Like Clint Frazier, we can't. How are we going to move him? We don't even know if he can play again. Andujar, he's learning how to play left field. He's not great out there. And he can hit, but his value is down. What are you going to get for these guys? And make no mistake about it, with injuries, these guys will play. They're going to play a role at some part this year. It's going to happen. And it brings us right back to the beginning. Because there are so many holes, and yet there's moves to be made, but are these moves realistic? Now, everybody's watching Correa play this year in the postseason, and he's tearing it up, and he's a hell of a player, and he is the villain, and maybe the Yankees need to go back to being hated, and maybe they'll thrive off of it. And honestly, I never cared what people think about our franchise anyway. And I'm not opposed to having him on the team because of what they did in Houston. You know what? If the league says it's okay and they didn't punish them the way it is, well, what the fuck? At this point, it doesn't matter. We're a few years from it. And they're playing in their fifth ALCS and possibly going to the World Series again. The series is tied as of right now. And they're playing Boston, who's had cheating allegations also against them, and it doesn't matter. They fired their manager and they brought him back. The Astros fired their manager. He went to Detroit. They brought in Dusty Baker. The players don't get in trouble, and everybody just keeps on marching. But what did the Yankees do? They continue to have gotten worse each postseason. At this trend, if they continue to go the same route with the same exact team, they don't even make the playoffs next year. Because that's the next step of where they're headed. Don't even make the playoffs. They almost didn't this year. Came down to the last game. You understand? Can Carlos Correa fix that alone? I believe he would be a tremendous influence on this team. And he's a leader. And I wouldn't mind it in most circumstances. I don't know how to feel. If they can make it work with him and Judge and somehow still incorporate the young players when their time comes, then I'm on board. Let's get it done. Because, you know, we haven't won a World Series since 2009, and really that's what is the most important part. And I get that. But this team, you know, is not going to spend like the Dodgers spent. You know it. I don't know why people think they are. They think George Steinbrenner is going to visit Hal Steinbrenner like the ghost of Christmas past and tell him, hey, listen, you better do what I did or you're going to end up like, you know, worse than me. With an ominous warning here of, you know, to do better, to spend money. It's not going to happen. Cash is going to go up to him and they're going to make recommendations, I'm sure, and there's going to be limits. There will be a big contract this year, and I think it'll be at short. But will it be Seager? Or will it be Correa? I think those are the two guys that it's going to come down to. Maybe Baez is out there too for us. I doubt the Mets can bring him back. But I think it's going to be Correa or Seager. But we'll see, and we got plenty of time to revisit this, of course. But, you know, I'd like to know what you guys think. What will it take to sign him? It's going to be at least an 8-year deal. Has to be. You know, but what do they do with the other positions this year? Because you got to build a team, a complete team. This year, they have to figure out a way to retool and make a run this year. It's a lot of decisions to make, and I'm glad I'm not the GM, although I would like to be, because I tell you, I would build this team up, and I don't give a shit who has to go, who's staying, who I think can make the difference in the minors. I would build this team up the way it should be and not be listening to these nerds who aren't even the best nerds in the league, who just get outclassed by other teams' nerds. I would go get those nerds. Tampa's nerds, I would write a goddamn check and say, fill out the number. What is it going to take to get you here? That, I believe, is priority number one. Still waiting to see what Aaron Boone wants to do. I'm hearing the Padres are in on him. It's been reported by Kay and a bunch of other people that the job is his if he wants it. And then the Yankees let go Nevin, Timms, and what's his name? Paletti. So, I mean, yeah, it's P.J. Pillitteri. Scapegoats, maybe, but I'm sorry. When there's high expectations on this team to do so, to go all the way, or at least make a run at it, and you hit like shit all year, well, the coach has to go. Whether he was following the script or not, I'm sorry. It's the way it is. This is nothing new. You shouldn't feel bad for him. Now, who are they going to go get after this? I don't know. We'll see. We'll find out when we do. Phil Nevin, I'm sorry. When 22 runners get thrown out at home this year, right or wrong, even if most of them weren't your fault, it is what it is. When you run Aaron Judge and he gets thrown out by a mile in a wild card game, it is what it is. Problem is, he's like Aaron Boone's best friend. Is this going to affect his decision? Most people would say, good, fuck Aaron Boone, get him out of here. But you can't really be mad at Aaron Boone. He's just following the marching orders. It always comes back down to cash. And the problem is, while Cash is still employed here, he is never going to believe that he is wrong. I'm just hoping one of these years he's right. I'm hoping next year he's right. Prove us all wrong. If Aaron Boone comes back, I honestly believe, and I've said this, other people have said this, and Kay then brought it up on his show, which he stole from us, is that he should have an old school bench coach. Showalter would be perfect because he understands the analytics, but he also knows when it's time to trust your gut and to go against it. And that is my biggest problem with Aaron Boone, is that he will follow the letter all the way. And I believe being part of a manager like a Dusty Baker, like an Alex Cora, and like so many others in this league. Maybe not so much Dave Roberts, but that team is ridiculously stacked with talent. So you can play by the book. But are the Red Sox overly talented? Houston has a lot of talent, but they're not a juggernaut team. But Dusty will manage how he needs to manage. Alex Cora continuously outclasses us in management. When he was fired last year, the Red Sox were shit. Came back this year, they're playing for a chance to go to the World Series. That tells you everything you need to know. He is allowed to manage as he sees fit. The Red Sox entrust him to do what he will with the information they give him. Is their information better than ours? I don't know. But Aaron Boone deviates from his marching orders. You know he's going to have a conversation with somebody about it. And I think he's not willing to do that. Now, I thought as the Yankees were up and down throughout the season that, you know, especially towards the end when you're fighting for a playoff spot, and you're lucky. I mean, let's be honest. They're lucky they even made the wild card. They're just lucky. But you think that he would have been like, you know what? I'm fighting for a new contract. Fuck it. If I'm going down, I'm going down on my terms. To be honest, his best managing this year was when Velasquez was up, Florio, Greg Allen, all those guys that were up here from AAA who really analytically are shit. But he was able to manage because they played a hit and run. They were stealing bases. They were being aggressive. They were forcing the other teams to actually play a different style than they normally play against us. And you put the pressure on the other team, and we were winning some games. That's when we went through that streak. And then our guys started to get hot, the guys who were normally in there. To me, that's when he was at his best managing. And then as guys came back, you know, and got healthy, and then we went back to the old way, and then we went on a losing streak, and then it was back and forth, back and forth. This team was too streaky. And yes, it's always on the players, but the players don't get in trouble. Now, maybe some of them will not be offered a contract, and that's the Yankees' way of getting rid of them. But, you know, we'll wait and see. We're not even really in the offseason yet. We don't have a manager currently, so there's a lot to go here. But the topic of the offseason so far is Correa and Seager, who are both playing in the championship games. My guess, it'll be one of them, with the option of moving them to third when Volpe or Peraza's ready, whoever we end up not trading, I'm sure, because I doubt we'll keep them both, especially if we have a shortstop. So many holes to fill. So many holes to fill. And there's not an unlimited amount of money. So where do they go cheap on? Where would you go cheap? Lots to think about. All right. I'm not answering this now. This is homework for us for the offseason until we start seeing names. When the World Series is over, we'll figure shit out. And then we'll know where we're at. And that's about it. That's the Correa case. He would be great for us. I'm on board. But think about the cost and think about the big picture. How does this affect the team going forward? How does this affect Cashman being able to make other moves? You got to look at the chessboard. All right? These are things to think about because everybody's just, you know, we're trying to think like it's the old ways, and it's not. And I keep reminding people that it's not the old ways. So keep that in mind, all right? And we're going to talk about this soon. So I'm going to end it there. It's a short episode today. Not much else going on. I'll be back. I'm sure there'll be more to talk about next week as we get further into the World Series will be on by then. And then we'll see who's doing better, Correa or Seager. And maybe we'll have a new manager or we'll have a manager situation handled by then. We'll figure it out. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Subscribe, leave a comment, review, follow me at Twitter at Savage Empire Pod. Engage with me. I always talk back with everybody. It's a great community, and I appreciate people listening. I'm going to have guests on soon. You know, just hang with me. It's going to get better. All right? Love you all. I will talk to you soon. And as always, go Yankees.
Thanks for listening to The Savage Empire. Subscribe and leave a comment wherever you listen. Follow us on Twitter @SavageEmpirePod. And of course, go Yankees!